Finally, for many of America's singing greats, a residency in Las Vegas has been somewhat of a rite of passage. Now, following in the footsteps of Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many others, comes Lady Gaga. That was Lady Gaga with some of her biggest hits, Born This Way, Bad Romance, and the aptly named Poker Face. The US singer, who's 31, is to perform 74 concerts over a two-year period starting late next year, reportedly earning more than $1 million per show. But why now? Mark Savage is our music reporter.
Lady Gaga has always been fascinated by the Rat Pack era of Las Vegas. You know, she did an album of duets with Tony Bennett. She's always idolised Frank Sinatra and the singers that her father listened to when she was growing up. So for her, this is kind of stepping into that tradition. And when she announced these dates, it was those artists that she referenced, not Jennifer Lopez and Britney Spears, who are more her contemporaries and also have Las Vegas residencies. She wants to be part of that heritage.
And what have her fans been saying about this? Has there been some negativity saying perhaps she shouldn't be doing this at this stage?
Her fans in America are delighted because it kind of means she's based there for the next 2 years. Over in Europe and the rest of the world, I think there's a bit more of a concern that she's going to be out of action or she's going to concentrate on that side of her career. But having said that, people who follow her very closely and have seen the documentary she put out this year are very aware that Lady Gaga has a long-term chronic illness called fibromyalgia, which causes a lot of muscle pain and joint pain. It led her to postpone dozens of dates in Europe earlier this year, which have now been rescheduled for 2018. And I think in terms of managing that condition, staying in one place, having a residency in Vegas makes an awful lot of sense. But there's no doubt that she's not the force she was 5 years ago. She's not been nominated for a lot of Grammys for her recent album, Joanne. She's not on the front page of the paper every day in a ridiculous costume. But having said that, she's agreed initially to do 74 dates over 2 years. I know she's at work on her sixth album. So I think what she will probably do is balance the dates in Vegas with promotional tours and concert dates elsewhere in the world, which is what Elton John did when he was in Vegas and what a lot of other artists do.